I'm reading this study that says couples in which one person has had an affair have a happier sex life, according to the study.
With each other or with the
with
person
each
they
other,
had the affair
right.
with?
All right. They say that cheaters gain confidence and therefore they're more able to satisfy their regular partners. Now, I find that a little hard to believe, you know, unless these are like cheaters where this other person doesn't know that they were cheating. But if you know they were cheating, I don't see how that can improve any part of your personal relationship.
It must be people who don't know.
That would be my guess, because if you know somebody has cheated, let's say all of a sudden they seem a lot better. You'd be like, okay, what, have you been practicing with somebody else? I mean, come on. I don't think so. So I don't see how that could actually be true. I'm kind of curious what other people think.
Well, if there's any cheaters out there and want to remain anonymous, you can give us a call.
Q105.
I agree with you. I think that's true about sex life.
That what, you think it makes it better?
After the counseling is done because you went and did something you shouldn't have done, everything gets a lot better.
Oh, so it's after the partner knows that you've done it.
And after the counseling.
After the counseling, after you guys get back together again, I think his sex life is a whole lot better.
So you're recommending that everyone cheat on someone?
No. Because she'll never forgive you.
You think that you're more focused on the other person at that point?
I think it causes both people to talk to each other more after that's happened.
So if you just skipped the cheating and went like right to the counseling for better communication, you could achieve the same effect without the hurt.
Yes, but no one goes to counseling unless there's a big problem.
But that could be changed. That, you know, there's a, you can't do that. You can't go to counseling without having a big problem. But well, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Thank you for stepping forward, sir.
35 degrees at 7:57. I'm Ann Carrick with a Q105 information update brought to you by Charter Oak Federal, your community credit union serving all of New London County, Putnam, Killingly, and Brooklyn, Connecticut. The only U.S. company that makes an anthrax vaccine may soon resume routine production. The Food and Drug Administration spent last week inspecting Bioport's labs and says the Michigan company has fixed most of the problems that stopped shipments of the vaccine. Five people have been injured in a shootout between Palestinian police and supporters of a fugitive militant leader. Earlier, police arrested 13 suspected Hamas members and closed five workshops in the Gaza Strip where they suspect mortar shells were being made. And Connecticut State Health Department says about 130 samples collected in and around Oxford last week have come back negative for anthrax. There has been no sign of the deadly bacterium since a 94-year-old resident died of the disease in November. It's 7:58. You're up to date. Beautiful morning, sunny, and 75 is what we're going to hit today. We hope clear skies tonight in the 50s and sunny again tomorrow up near 75. Thursday, they're looking at 80.
We're giving away money when you hear us play the song. Just be caller 15.
If we play it twice, did two people win? Just kidding. I know, another one of those questions. Never mind.
Anna's in the habit of asking questions. I have no idea, Anna. Now, let's get some final words on this cheating business.
They teach you how to communicate before anything goes bad on you.
I have yet to hear of a situation, personal, business, whatever, where communication is a bad thing.
Right.
So if people can learn to communicate better on all topics.
That's exactly what this is.
Thanks for calling. If you get a new computer.
Your online access is faster?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Two separate issues. I mean, you do have to have a computer that runs fast enough to keep up if you get a faster online service. If your computer's slow, it's still won't be very fast because it's one of those chain link things. The whole system only runs as fast as the slowest piece.
Yeah.
So you have to have a computer that runs at a good speed. You also have to have a connection that runs.
You're
but
right.
DSL is pretty good. SBC, right?
SBC.
Which is the company that owns SNET.
Then they must also go beyond the call.
I would assume they did.
Hollywood headlines coming up in a few minutes.
We're also going to be talking this morning to Ed Lynch, who is an associate professor of political science and the chair of international studies at Hollins University.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe more importantly for current times is that he also worked for the chair of the Senate subcommittee on terrorism. So we're going to talk to him for a few minutes and you'll hear about what he has to say.
He's somebody
terrorism.
Who's been right in the middle of it. I got swapped four times.
I just want to go on record for saying that I went out and bought a gift. I did not re-gift.
Which gift did you supply?
The one I got.
The blanket?
Yes. After I got it, I was like, oh, I kind of want to keep it.
No, I should have thought that was you. It's very practical.
It's actually a throw for a couch or something, but it came in very handy because the room I was staying in was a little chilly. I opened the blanket and threw it on top of me.
So I went out of all those presents and picked the one that you brought.
Without knowing. I saw you bring yours in, so I knew which one was yours, so I tried to pick something else.